We zijn van de Tobias om die speciale avond in Tibri Elmer. Ik zou dit jaar voor Dr. Mama Muhammad Day of Service. January 21st, 2013. Patient name: June Henry. J-U-N-E. First name is J-U-N-E. Last name H-E-N-R-Y. Date of birth 06-011934. Facility. Facility assisted care living, PNS program, guardian anonymous program is a follow-up. Next program, the college, we had the pleasure of seeing Mr. Henry now. Current day, as I know, is a very pleasant 78-year-old. Wow. Miss Henry is a 78-year-old lady with past medical significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, osteoarthritis, schizophrenia, and hypothyroidism. She's in our current day for follow-up visit.
Adnan. Assalamu alaikum. I'm doing good, man. How are things in Detroit? Seriously? Wow, awesome. Wow.
Mommy, I'll do one of
the can I get back to you? Yeah, of course, I have a lot of questions to do.
Okay, I'll do this one,
and then
I'll take one. Yeah, sure thing.
On Wednesday? Probably on Wednesday.
No, I can't.
Yeah, okay, sure thing.
I'll
call you back. I'm fine.
Can I call back?
Oh, okay, very good. Excellent.
You know, I'll have to call you back.
Oh, don't worry.
Thank you.
Ahmet. Yeah. There's no more doses. We can schedule this for the different day.
Yes, for the different day.
Here in the next paragraph, physical examination of the patient deficit was 159/86, pulse 74 beats per minute, weight 135. Please come along to the physical examination. Here in the next paragraph, diagnostic test number 1, lab chemistry, done on December 24, 2012, showed sodium 142, potassium 4.8, chloride 106, CO2 27, NN gap 9, glucose 76, BUN 21, creatinine 1.05, calcium 10.0, protein 6.3, albumin 3.6, red blood cells 7.6, hemoglobin 13.7,
platelet 307.
I would cancel that. Penis paragraph, stress test done on July 11, 2011, was a Lexis scan stress test. And the EKG part was non-diagnostic, secondary to LVH. And the perfusion scan showed small size, mild severity perfusion defect in the apical segment. Period next paragraph, carotid ultrasound showed no significant carotid artery stenosis. Period next paragraph, echocardiogram done on July 11, 2011 showed ejection fraction 50%, mild to moderate aortic regurgitation, trace mild regurgitation, mild to moderate tricuspid regurgitation, moderate pulmonary hypertension. Questionable mild to moderate aortic stenosis. Period next paragraph, assessment and plan number 1. Valve heart disease, patient most recent to the echocardiography done in July 2011, showed mild MR, mild to moderate TR, moderate pulmonary hypertension, and questionable mild to moderate AS. And today was recommended to repeat the 2D echocardiography in order to follow up for any change of progression, especially of the status of the mild to moderate mild regurgitation. Follow up with the last visit. The next paragraph. Penis program, prefer artery disease, she's asymptomatic, continuous in meds, will continue to monitor penis program, coronary disease, stress test done in July 2011 was negative, for any reversible ischemia, most recent to the echocardiography showed ejection fraction 50%, which is well preserved, continuous in meds, will continue to monitor, no interventions required, penis program, hypertension, mildly elevated at 159/86, we recommend the target blood pressure. Again, hypertension on today's visit is 159/86, which is mildly elevated. We recommend the patient to adhere his medication, to adhere to her medication, and follow up with the pharmacovigilance. Target blood pressure list 130/80. Period next paragraph. Hyperlipidemia on Lipitor. Target LDL less than 100. Period next paragraph. Hypothyroidism on Synthyroid. Follow up with the pharmacovigilance. Period next paragraph. Mild to moderate pulmonary hypertension. We recommend to repeat the 2D echocardiography in today's visit. to follow up here in this program. Thank you much for the last part of the care of Miss Henry of Wonder has prepared for her to call. Any questions? Because as I tell, we'll see you back in the clinic in 2 months or sooner. We will follow up with the prep chemistry regularly. In this program, thank you much for the last part of the HMD special of NDWL. Thank you for the Dr. Mohammed Oles for certifications and the test. Thank you.